from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shixie.
Topic,
that's it.
Oh, sloppy.
Someone was a bit messy
Matt
there.
Was a little bit late, yeah, but I covered
I'm going to let Matthew off because he's busy today. I've laid a request on him at the last moment that seems to have unravelled him.
He's fine. You're in control, aren't you, Matty?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. You feeling relaxed?
Feeling great.
You look it.
Sorry, just a little quick fun fact before we get to topic.
Please.
You remember Darlene from Roseanne?
Darlene from Roseanne, yeah, who had the talk show.
She is married to the singer from Four Non Blondes.
Oh. Is she?
Yes.
I
well,
did
they
not
were
know
at
that.
Some stage. I assume they still are.
She was. She became
Sarah Gilbert. She's
Sarah
on
Gilbert.
One of those talk shows as well. Like,
yeah,
like
a very serious talk. Is it called? I think it's actually called The Talk.
The Talk. You're right. Yes, it is The Talk.
She's had a very interesting career, Sarah Gilbert. Very outspoken in a good way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
Outspoken.
You can never be in a bad way.
Yeah.
It's just an opinion, isn't it?
Sure.
Top six at six, coming in at number one. Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp down in global outage.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, big time. Still out, been out
back?
For hours.
We're still not back.
No.
Still not back.
When did it happen?
Well,
last night.
When I woke up
it was gone.
This morning, it was gone.
Yeah, right.
And I didn't have any notifications from anything, which I assume then it's been gone for quite a while.
Mm. All well, those yeah. influencers at photo shoots in LA at the moment will be just unravelling.
They'll be flapping.
Won't they? What? Clutching their pearls, thinking, God, how am I going to earn 20 bucks? Here's a good story.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I just said that. Number two, Samuel Johnson shares horror image from car crash and reveals he spoke in a Russian accent for a couple of days after waking up.
He said he was not right for a few days. Well, for a while after
Remember we
up.
Had the woman who was Irish.
That's right.
Hers was after an accident too, from memory.
Yeah. He had some other... He also at one point had spoken another accent, like in all different ways.
Actors,
said he
am
not,
I right?
No.
God, they carry on.
He was just
he
in character.
Had very severe brain trauma.
Yeah. He was just in character. Do your Russian, Sam! The guy's walking around the ward doing requests. He's very good, Sam, isn't he? Number three, Victoria's Tier 2 exposure sites dumped as contact traces inundated. Well, you get up to the numbers we're at now and you just got no hope.
No,
I mean,
right.
Really, you've got to sort of implement your own rules at this stage.
Yeah, you do.
Go and get tested if you're positive. Stay at home for a couple of weeks.
Get the vaccination.
Number four, Eric Banner is seen taking his dog for a stroll around Melbourne after turning down jobs overseas and vowing to stay in Australia until the pandemic is over.
Yeah.
Very good Melbourne man, Eric
Cute
Banner.
Dog too.
I did not. Yeah, giant poodle.
Yeah. Mm.
I did not know that he was I knew he was from Melbourne, but I didn't know that he lived here.
Yeah, he's always lived here.
Bayside, I think.
In that area. Yeah, he's
There's
down in that area.
A cafe that I used to live right near, around here. Yeah. He was a regular frequenter. Yeah.
Because he said that with what the city's gone through, he just feels like a sort of...
He wants to be around.
To be here, which I just think is so lovely.
Yeah. Classic Eric Banner, one of the loveliest blokes you'd ever meet.
Good saints man.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Bloke. I did a gig with him many years ago.
In
Frankston, I think it was. Mm-hmm. It was. Or down there somewhere.
Yeah.
And he picked me up, drove me down. Then the promoter said to me, there's not enough people here to pay you. Mm. And Eric gave me money out of his own wallet on the drive home.
Good on him. That's great.
And he was at the height of his fame. Then, you know, the full frontal.
Like chopper point?
No, just before chopper. Lovely man.
Yeah.
Number five, hail falls in Melbourne amid warnings for wild 90k winds and thunderstorms. Well, finally that weather we'd been waiting for arrived.
Yeah.
We'd been talking about it for days.
Unbelievable.
And then there it was and I missed it because I was having a nap.
But when you see like the transitions in weather we got yesterday, imagine trying to predict that.
It was very fast though. Mm. Blink and you miss it. Like it came and went pretty quick.
Did Rain Parrot tell you to go inside?
It did, actually.
It did?
Yeah.
Rain Parrot, yeah.
Yes. Get inside now.
But then I realised you've got to pay for Rain Parrot.
I went to download it the other day too and I'm having some issues with my card,
I couldn't
actually download. Oh, Troy.
I had a real problem.
$6.
Yeah, I have a real problem paying for apps.
Which
I
is weird because I'll buy two coffees like it's nothing.
It's so ridiculous.
But Rain Parrot tells you you're not going to, you can stay dry in 7 minutes.
But I get the weather with the Apple one.
No, I am going to get Rain Parrot when I sort my card out.
Not like this.
I've got another weather one. It's orange.
15 seconds.
Jesus! Snoop Dogg says Prince Harry and Prince William are his boys and claims he's been cool with the pair ever since reaching out to them after hearing they were fans. Oh,
God. Topic
6 at 6. What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Let's get all the sporting news. What is happening in the wide world of Will?
Thank you, Troy. The first and only trade of the AFL trade period went through yesterday afternoon. It's not that interesting. Collingwood and the Gold Coast completed a major pick swap. So
pick
it means that the Magpies have gained picks 22, 46, 58 and 79.
Mm.
And they've sent basically all of next year's draft to the Gold Coast.
Okay.
Their second, third and fourth round picks for next season.
They're front loading.
Yeah, they really are, because they have Nick Dacos in the wings that they expect to be bidded on really early in the draft. North Melbourne may take Nick Dacos with their first pick.
Mm.
And then Collingwood would be allowed to outbid them with the picks that they have in this year's draft. So that's what they're preparing for. But it means that next year they might be a bit lean, especially when they're in rebuilding mode as they currently are. They also want to bring in Patrick Lipinski, who has requested a trade to Collingwood from the Bulldogs.
The actor that was on Channel 10 for
years. Yes, him.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how his football career goes.
Good turn.
What?
Lauren's just sitting there. He literally did the biggest yawn I've ever seen then.
Bigger than Matt's yesterday?
It was bigger than Matt's.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we are just talking trade draft picks.
I know.
Oh, have a good sleep. It's got nothing to do with your content, Will.
No, the
honestly,
content
is
boring.
Is your specialty, loss.
Trade draft pick time is just like 37 and you can have 48 and 20.
It's
as dry as sports news gets. And the number that you're drafted at has no bearing over the career that you have.
Absolutely not.
It's just a week of madness.
Yep. Okay, you know what, I'm going to ignore it because nothing else has happened yet.
No, I mean, I don't want to put you off.
No, but it's all speculation and it's boring.
All right. I agree.
Grand final ratings.
That's all we do on this show.
You know, if you pin me to the wall, I'll give you my opinion and I think you're right.
Grand final ratings.
Oh, this is good. I noticed this, yeah.
The NRL grand final averaged $3.23 million nationally, their highest figure in 4 years.
Solid.
As a comparison, the AFL is $3.91.
So 700 more on average across the event.
About that. A win for the NRL. Nine Now had the highest BVOD audience, which is broadcast something on demand. 363,000, which is up 108% and could be the future of watching grand finals.
So that number of 300,000 is not included in the number of 3.2 million.
No, it's not. The AFL's number was around 200 on 7+.
Isn't that interesting?
I found this in my research. 2005 was the highest ever grand final rating for both codes.
Yeah.
The Tigers Cowboys and the Swans Eagles were both between 4 and 4.5 mil.
Tigers Cowboys.
And the Swans Eagles.
Yeah.
Because
the logic being that Victoria's going to watch it anyway.
Right.
So if you get Sydney involved, it bumps up the crowd. I think if the Swans ever played the Lions, that would be the biggest of all time, I think. That's my theory.
Well, what about... because you're just assuming that Victorians will watch it anyway, so you drag the other two markets in.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tom Brady yesterday. Mm. So the 44-year-old took on his old side, the New England Patriots, for the first time.
44.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Still killing it.
How's his shoulder even working?
I know. So he joined the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year, won a Super Bowl with them. Didn't play the Patriots, but he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And his side won 19-17.
He would have loved that.
He's now one of four players to have beaten all 32 teams in NFL history. And in the same game, he set the NFL career passing yardage record.
Yeah.
80,000 yards, overtaking Drew Brees.
Wow.
So it was a good day for Tom.
Overtaking Drew Brees?
Yeah.
Who had that record prior to him?
Yep.
Gee, I'm surprised by that. I thought it would have been a Montana or one of those kind of guys.
No, I think a Manning was third.
Eli.
Yeah, well, it might have been Peyton. Mike Tyson, who we were just talking about for his Bollywood career, he's aiming to also secure his latest bout after making his return to boxing. No. So in November, Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. had an exhibition fight.
Awful.
Two-round split decision draw.
Looked like my dad having a fight.
Speaking on...
And he's 85.
Yes. Speaking on Mike Tyson's podcast called Hot Boxing.
His mobility isn't great.
Okay, right.
He's got a fright.
Right.
This is on the Hot Boxing podcast. Mike Tyson eyed off his new opponent he wants to take on.
I'm sick of seeing all these Jake Paul fights and all them types.
Well, that's the money fight. Those are the fights that make the money. Those guys got 75 million people watching them.
Would you fight one of them?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, oh, man, that'd be crazy. I want to see that. You versus which one, Jake or Logan?
The one for Floyd.
Oh, that was the one to fight for Floyd. That'd be a lot of money. We got to set that up, man.
Are they going to sing now? he is brain damaged.
Check out Hotbox. Like?
He is brain damaged.
Also, he will kill them if they fight.
So Logan Paul fought Floyd Mayweather in June last year.
Yeah.
Much publicised. Yeah. And now Mike Tyson wants to take him on, the YouTube star.
I wouldn't do that if I was Mike.
I wouldn't do it if I was either of them.
Well, the YouTube guy's got nothing to lose, but Tyson, I don't reckon he could get hit in the head even one more time.
Yeah.
His head would be like a bowl of porridge. If you could cut his brain open, if you could cut his head open, it'd be like a halal snack pack.
Oh.
Yeah. It'd be good eating, but not good for thinking.
Oh, God, that's really gross. Yeah.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.